All right, folks, it's time for a fishing report. How you doing, Leaf?
Good. How you doing, Dip?
I'm doing pretty good. Trying to stay warm. Boy, last time we talked, it was rain. This time, we're talking sub-freezing.
Man, if we had some precip, it'd be in the form of snow for sure today, huh?
It felt like snow the last little bit. I haven't really heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it was about 12 degrees this morning when I got started with my day. And, plenty cold, but, you know, at least it's being dry, and it's going to help bring that river down. It is coming down quickly now.
Yeah.
It finally stopped raining, and... I just noticed, I checked the USGS graph on the way in, and it was dropping right off instead of the slow decline that we've been seeing.
Yeah, well, that's got to be getting things back to normal a little bit.
Yeah.
So how do these really colder temperatures, how do they affect the fish? What's going on with those guys?
Well, kind of like us, you know. Yeah. I mean, it makes us want to just kind of slow down a little bit and not quite as quick to go after things, and that's kind of how they are. They back down in the run. Instead of being up there in the top like they are early in the season when they first arrive, they're sliding back down to the second half of the run and even the tail outs of these runs because they just don't have that energy to fight the flow. And their metabolism's kind of slowing down a lot. And so they're going to be selecting smaller feed items and less often and less willing to move more than they have to get that item too.
Okay. Is there anything else you can do to entice them?
Well, you know, you just kind of got to hit them even more spot on, and you got to start to kind of get a little more natural with your presentations. Right now, they're concentrating a lot on these small nymphs that are out there. Right now, we have like our chronomids and our duns and our midges, and those are very small bugs, you would think, for such a big fish. But this is when I start to, you know, kick from my stone and egg pattern to maybe some PT cruisers, like we were saying last week, and even some chironomids and small midges. And since the water is coming down, we'll be getting closer to that, 500-600 that we want to see, and it'll make those presentations a little easier to work. So, you know, if it's a little too fast at first, you can do what's called a drop shot method with that, where you just kind of leave about a 16-inch tag of line underneath that fly. And you can put a couple pieces of split shot on there. So it'll just kind of act as an anchor for that small bug, since you're not throwing a larger bug in there to give it any weight. And that'll kind of drag it along the bottom. Try to figure out where they're at, you know, and stick it right about face level for that fish. So 16, 18 inches is not a bad idea with that rig. And, you know, like I say, you just kind of got to focus on the slower water. And really think into where you think they're going to be. Don't waste your time covering a whole lot of water. Just try to find those slow runs. And when that bobber slides almost to a stop is when it's going to go down.
Okay. So it sounds like conditions have made the fish slower.
Yeah.
Concentrated them maybe in only certain parts of the run, but you definitely got to present correctly
and
give them what Mama Nature has got for them, which is kind of little bitty teeny bugs.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's just that's how it is. You got to start to play the game a little bit more. You're going to have a little more casting between your fish, but this can be a really great time of the year because there's also a lot of solitude on the river. The crowds start to die down a bit, and once this water's back down into that lower fishable level, even though it's cold, there's no reason not to give it a shot. You just got to put on some more clothes, and as long as you're dressed for it, man, it is beautiful out there, and you have some really fun days.
Yeah.
And December, November and December are some of my best times through the winter. So, you know, if you need more info, just check the blog. We'll have it up to date there at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And, you know, Met How Fishing Adventures will be booking trips all through the winter. And I can't recommend it enough. If you're already over here enjoying our nice wintry valley, you might as well try to get out there and check out the river, too. And, hey, everybody, just take care of one another. Enjoy the holidays and get your fish on.
Fish on.